Hi, I'm Isabella Johnson.
And I'm Gretchen Hinger.
And this is our podcast on the November menu.
What's your favorite school lunch food?
Uncrunchable.
The teriyaki chicken.
The chili is the best one.
The Chinese food.
The hot wings.
I mean, my favorite bit of school lunch is probably just anything that involves lots of potatoes.
The pesto ravioli.
Sloppy Joe.
The Asian chicken and rice one.
They're all disgusting.
It's Asian chicken and rice.
I eat the peanut butter and jelly every day.
Today, we'll be discussing the November menu and talking to some students.
So we talked to some of you at your lunches, and some of your favorites were the Asian chicken and rice. People were conflicted about the pesto ravioli, a lot of people's favorites, a lot of people's least favorites.
Yeah, and a lot of people said that some of the tacos and things like that we have are pretty bad, because the stale tortillas. Got a lot of complaints about those.
Yes, as well as, like, the burritos.
Yeah, and mainly people like the chicken. They liked everything chicken, because those chicken wings, you know, chicken fingers.
Chicken bites. The chicken sandwiches, the spicy buffalo chicken. I don't know, is there anything else? There's a lot of chicken options.
There's so many chicken options. I mean, the oven roasted chicken.
Oh.
That is the worst chicken we have.
The downside of the school chicken.
Yeah, it's a little dry. Doesn't really have any sauce on it, but some people do like it.
That's true.
The very few.
Yeah. It's just so hard to eat, even if you wanted to.
Yeah, and that's one of the complaints about the wings, though. They're really good, but they're really hard to eat.
Yeah, that's a reason I don't get them, because they look good.
Yeah. Okay, so, now we're going to start getting into the November menu.
We're going to be talking about things that stand out to us from each week.
So, for the first week, we're going to be talking about, the oven roasted chicken day. We just talked about this a second ago with things that people don't like, and this one is very bad.
Yeah. A plus of this day is it does come with cornbread, which I feel like the school does really good. But when oven roasted chicken is the option, it's just upsetting.
Yeah, but there's also slow roasted pork, which I'm not sure if we've had that before because I've never heard of that on the menu. And then for the sides, I don't like squash, so, yeah.
And it also has assorted vegetables, fresh fruit, fruit salad, and a cookie, so just, like, some regular things. But the oven-roasted chicken,
it's dry. There's a bone in it, which I like bone in chicken when it's, like, not at the school, and I can, like, have more time to eat it. But it takes me a good, like, 30 minutes to eat that chicken, and that's all we have, so it's a little sad.
Yeah. So in the second week, there is a new recipe menu.
Yeah, this option, I've never seen it before, and it even says on the menu, new recipe, so I've never seen it before. And this day is also great because they also have the Asian chicken that day, so, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so that's interesting because everyone really likes the Asian chicken, and now they have something called sweet Thai chili chicken and brown rice. So I don't know how that'll go over, but
yeah, and it seems like it's probably a spicier version, maybe, of the Asian chicken, which could be great.
Or not.
Or not, yeah.
We'll see. And the other noteworthy thing about the second week is that it's the Thanksgiving meal on November 14th.
Yeah, I mean, the Thanksgiving meal is not bad. They have the roasted turkey and gravy, which is pretty good. But, I mean, the other thing is just chicken tenders, which are good every time we have them.
Yeah, but just, like, regular. I feel like in elementary school, it seemed like such a big deal when they had the Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah, and, like, at my elementary school, they had, like, Grandparents' Day, too, on the same day. So we'd have, like, our grandparents there and eat the Thanksgiving meal, which was really cool.
Yeah. But they do have some good sides. The peach and blueberry crisp, which I really like.
I actually don't like that.
What?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of, it's just too many blueberries, and they're so blueberry-y.
But you can scoop your own. I just, like, scoop the top off.
True, but, like, there isn't enough crunchy stuff. And it's supposed to be peach and blueberry, but that's just...
Yeah, there is, like, one peach thrown
in. Yeah, it's just, it's not a good combination.
But I do like it. And then they just have, like, the regular sides, cranberry, orange sauce, glaze, sweet potatoes, green beans, cornbread, dressing. I can't picture that.
The cornbread dressing?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it was called something different last year. So maybe it's different, but I think it's just, like, just dressing or stuffing. I don't know what it is, but I call it stuffing.
That's a whole other debate.
But, like, is it dressing?
It depends if it's inside or outside the turkey.
Okay, well.
We'll discuss this later. Yeah.
And then for the next week.
Yeah, so the 18th. They have the steak and gravy, which we haven't had all school year.
Yeah, I don't even remember having it last school year, and, it's one of my favorite things to eat. People say it looks gross, but it tastes good, so. Yeah,
no one gets it because it looks gross, but it's actually good. And the other option is just, like, the chicken bites.
So they're always good.
Yeah, but I think on the 18th, you should all try the steak and gravy.
Yeah, because it... Looks can be deceiving. The steak is good. It's not bad. It's delicious. And the gravy is just... It goes with it, so...
Yeah.
What do we have for sides that day?
There are mandarin oranges, a cookie, fresh fruit, vegetables, green beans, and potatoes.
Well, those herb-roasted potatoes, those are delicious.
Yeah, and I also like the potato wedges curly fries.
And they have, like, the curly ones. Those are called something different. Yeah. And
Sidewinders?
Yeah, maybe? Sidewinders. Yeah.
I feel like all the potatoes are good. They're a win. Potatoes are great.
Potatoes are definitely a win.
It's one thing that school lunch really does well, like, consistently.
But I also don't think you can mess up potatoes, really, unless you, like... don't cook them enough, but they're always cooked. So. Yeah.
The other thing to talk about here is the cookies. I feel like they're a lot better this year than they were.
Yeah, they're more consistent this year. Like, I like the brownie-like cookies. They're really good.
Yeah. Last year we had the, like, celebration ones in the bag that were, like, prepackaged, which I didn't like.
They were okay, but, like, if you do like them... Nobody else does, so you can just eat everybody else's cookies, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes me really happy when, you know, like, nobody else eats their food, and then there's, like, the people that go around with, like, the applesauce bags, and they just have, like, so many of them. I think that's nice.
And on the 19th, there's jambalaya, which I don't think I've ever had.
I have had it, and it's really good. Sometimes, like, it depends on how much you get, because the portions matter here, and so if you get a good portion, you can have a lot of, like, sausage in there, and rice, and then, like, all the other stuff that's in it, and that is good, but if you don't get enough, then...
Yeah, I feel like the portions on things can be a little weird. Sometimes you'll have, like, 3 tiny chicken bites, and other days you have, like, 10. You're like, what do I do with this?
Yeah, and then, like, if you'll look across the, like, lunch table, there'll be someone that has, like, 7 chicken bites, and you have, like, 4, and I'm like, how did they get 7?
Yeah. Yeah, so the jambalaya, I should try that. I don't know.
You should.
It doesn't look bad. And the other option is pizza, which I don't like the pizza this year. When it's in bags. I like it on the trays. I liked it last year.
The pizza in bags. I didn't try it.
I can't force myself to eat pizza in a bag.
Yeah. And my favorite food ever is going to be on that day, too. Steamed kernel corn. I mean, who doesn't love corn? Oh, wait.
I don't like corn. Well, I like corn, like, on the cob. I don't like the kind of corn that our school cafeteria serves, personally.
I mean, it's just corn. You don't even have to eat it off the cob. It's so much easier that way.
You don't like the blueberry crisp, and that's my favorite. So.
Because they're blueberries. They have skin.
This is corn. Anyway,
Also, a thing that we haven't had in a while is the beef chili. That's been a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay.
Someone spilled mine on me last year, so I'm a little traumatized, but it is good. And the other option is pizza, so I think you should definitely get the beef chili that day. It's, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and they have, like...
a baked potato with that.
Yeah, baked potatoes at our school can be interesting, because one time I got one that wasn't cooked enough. Like I said, that's the only way to mess with a potato.
Oh, yeah. And the butter isn't real butter, but, like...
I don't like butter anyways, no. So...
Well, I feel like if you mix the butter into it, the potatoes are fine. Mm-hmm. The baked potato. All other potatoes are great. Okay, so then there is no school for the fourth week of November.
Which is super cool, but no food that week, so.
Yes. So then we're going to talk about the Power Bowls and grab-and-go bags.
So for the Power Bowls, I feel like nobody ever gets them, and they're really underrated.
Yeah, and they have a lot of good stuff on top of them. My main issue with them is that it's mainly spinach most of the time.
Or just kale. You can either get just kale or just spinach. And I'm like, okay, can I have some lettuce?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a salad. I like kale, but I don't like spinach. I won't eat it, so...
I like kale, and spinach is okay, but, like, you have to cover it with dressing if you're gonna, like, eat it.
Yeah, but they do have a lot of different cool toppings that you don't notice. Like, they have lots of different chicken and meats, and which is not good if you're a vegetarian, but it tastes good. There's, like, feta cheese, chickpeas, edamame, like, all kinds of good stuff.
And they change, like, they're supposed to change every day. So you can get one Power Bowl on Monday, and it might have, like, this kind of other chicken in it, or you can get another Power Bowl on Tuesday, which might have, like, some ham or something.
Yeah. And then the grab-and-go bags, I feel like they're a quick substitute for lunch. Like, it'll just have some chips, like, a sandwich. I don't know. It gets you the, like, nutrients you need, but it's just kind of gross.
I really like peanut butter and jellies, but I feel like sometimes they can be either frozen or too hot or in the middle, which is a little weird.
Yeah, or they have been stale, but I like it. I just think it's a... I don't know, it's a cold lunch. It's kind of boring when you could have a warm lunch, but if there's no good options, it's nice that we have it, and it's vegetarian.
Yeah, or you had to, like, go do something during lunch, like, take a test. It's a good option for that.
Yeah. To get more perspectives, we talked to some students. Here is freshman Olivia Collins.
My name is Olivia, and I'm in ninth grade at Clark Central. So I usually get the PB&J, however, I actually can't eat the sandwich, so I usually eat the, like, applesauce or chips out of the bag, but sometimes I'll get the pizza, depending on the day, however I feel. Whenever we have bagged pizza, I don't like that, that's not good. Other than that, pretty much everything's all right, though.
Here is senior Moss Ivy.
I think it can be okay, that's what I'm saying. A lot of kids think it's really bad. Some kids think it's adequate. I think everyone just shoves it in the back of their mind and thinks, okay. So they do have really good days, and I just wish, like, it wasn't chicken or pizza, like, most of the days. I wish either, like, students had, like, some say in the menu of, like, selection we had or something like that, because students do have, like, favorite menu items and things like that, and maybe that'll come around, like, twice a month or something like that.
After speaking to some students and looking at the menu, this is what we think.
So, overall, the school lunch, I mean, it's good for its price because it's free, and it's, like, it tastes good sometimes, but most of the time it tastes good. And that's better than, like, buying it, so.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good options, is one of my main takeaways. Obviously, you're not going to love everything anywhere, but for a free lunch that you're getting every day, there's plenty of stuff that is actually good.
And I feel like even though there are good options, there are sometimes bad portions, where it can be, like, inconsistent with what, like, I get and what someone else gets. or like I'm a big person and I need more food. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or for athletes.
Yeah, especially athletes.
Yeah. Of course, there's going to be things that aren't good. Like I said earlier, there's some options that just you want to avoid. But that's fair. That's going to happen in restaurants, too. So I think they're doing their best.
And even if you want to avoid them, there's the power bowls or the grab bags. Also, some days there aren't a lot of sides, which can be sad, especially if you didn't like the main entree. But most of the time, if there are few sides, the sides are, like, pretty okay. So you can, like, eat them and be fine.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue with that is, like, when they have the carnitas, so then the sides are the guacamole and salsa and lettuce for that. So then if you don't get that, there's no sides you want.
Yeah. And then maybe there'll be, like, beans that you can eat if you didn't get that, but that's about it.
Yeah. But overall, school lunch is not that bad. You just have to think about when are good days to get it and when maybe not to.
This has been Gretchen Hinger
and Isabella Johnson.